Hello, this is 5 minutes, the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 753. And let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain." And I always pause here to say, you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So if you're looking at the death of Christ, so look at the physical events that led to his death, we are now in the revelatory. And we went to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, that says, "My son, pay attention to my word." And we have already discussed how to pay attention to God's word, where you decrease attention on all other things and make the word of God your priority. Reading the word for yourself, first hand information, not what somebody says and then you are now, no, but what God has said to you when you were reading the Bible yourself. Very important. So we've been talking about what happened in Mark chapter 11. In Mark 11, we saw Jesus cursed the fig tree, and the circumstance under which he cursed the fig tree was for a reason, was for a lesson. He is the creator. He has created. He said, listen, fig trees in Israel, when you're putting up your leaves, he said, your figs should have been there already, or simultaneously, whatever it is. But there can never be a fig tree with leaves that has no figs. And therefore, when he saw one, he cursed it. So you're a pervert. The creator has the right to do that. So he did that. Now, we are looking at two accounts. There is one account in Mark 11. Then the other account in Matthew. And I said to you in the last episode that is as though there was a disparity in Matthew 21 when Jesus spoke to the fig tree and he said it died immediately, because Mark 11 says that when they were coming back the following day, they saw it. So I explained to you that it's because when Jesus said, "No man eats fruit of you now or hereafter forever," immediately those words dropped out of the mouth of Christ. That very moment, the fig tree died, the roots died. When the roots of a thing is dead, the whole thing is dead, because whether it will take days, whether it will take 1 month, whether it will, whatever it is, it's a dead thing that will manifest. So I'm saying this because now we are not doing this for fun. We're doing this because you have pronounced certain words from your mouth. You said to that pain in your body, you said to that thing that the doctors say will be there for what, 1 year, whatever, it will take this, it will do that, and this is the process, and that is it, and your rent and your house, maybe the property you're buying, or there is a court case, or whatever it is, situation that you have right now. This is the essence of it, that when you open your mouth and by faith you declare, because maybe you've not declared yet over anything, or maybe you said it but you were not sure when you were saying it what will happen, whether it will be, you are not too certain of it, but now you are being taught the word and you are going to practice this word. That is how it is. The word is meant for practice. You practice it. Right now you have a situation, and I don't even know the situation. You know it. Maybe it's an impossible situation. You don't know how you will ever be able to get out of it, how it will ever be resolved, all that. But the essence of this thing is to teach you and say that immediately when you declare by faith, when you say anything by faith, immediately the roots of the thing dies. Whether it manifests physically or not, is not this what we're looking for. The fact is that immediately you speak to that thing, what happens? It is dead. Immediately you speak to that situation, the roots die. And that should be your mindset. That should be how you should think. When I speak, when I say anything, the result is that that thing ceases to be. If you are speaking growth, and then that thing grows. But if it is a growth, a tumor, and you speak to it, if it's a cancer, it dies. If it's a cancer, you are dead. You are praying for somebody, or there is a growth in your body. Say growth, you are dead. It's a this is not working, or there is some this. You speak, say, listen, you are dead. Immediately you say that, what happens? The thing dies from the roots. So immediately you have to settle it. Settle that the thing is dead from the roots. What happened upwards is not your matter again, because the thing is dead. And you should begin to laugh immediately. Say, it is dead. Oh, it is dead. Listen, recently I said, I reminded God, I said, listen, I have said, and I told him, I said, this king, because if you've been listening to me, you know that you've been called as a what? A king and a priest. King first before priest. Yes, kingship before priesthood. That's what the Bible says. If this is new to you, then it means you have to dig into the archives. There is so much there to learn. I have already said these words, and I'm not going to repeat them. And I say that those words I have said are operating. And a friend came to me and said, Prophetess, it's amazing. Listen, when you said it, I was just looking at you, wondering, how will it ever be? Because everything was working towards it. But the way you said it, said, I have already said. And the way the thing was curtailed and died immediately, I was amazed. I said, yes. Yes, that is it. Listen, there's one thing I like about God. If it was a man would make all the divisions. God says, whosoever. Come on, say to it, speak to it in the name of Jesus. And it's done. You're so blessed. Please come back. Come back for more.